How's your audio?
Good, man. How's yours?
Sounds good. Well, let's get this thing started.
Rock it.
Blow things like ace. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Georgia Archery Podcast, number 14.
14.
Yep. This is, you know, we didn't have quite as many last week because it's been a holiday and that kind of thing.
Yep. It was a good holiday for the most part.
Yep. We were out of pocket. Had a pretty good weekend. I ran around everywhere. I shot a little 3D.
Where'd you shoot?
Here.
Ace. Sure
did.
Okay.
I did. Didn't do as well as I wanted to, but that's fine. I know what it was, and I got it worked out. It's archery.
It was archery.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How about you?
I was in South Georgia.
Yep. There was
no archery for me.
Yep. But the family's first, right?
Yeah, that's all. Yep. I mean,
so
it's one of them things, man. Old grandma, 92 years of age, drew her last breath on Thursday morning at about 11:23 or so. So I was down there for that. We kind of knew it was coming. We knew it was coming.
Yep.
So it's just one of those things. So I was down there for Thursday, and then we had the viewing on Friday and the funeral on Saturday, and I just went ahead and stayed down there and spent some time with family.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people who sent you, you know.
Oh, yeah. Man, I was. It condolences. Was, and, yeah, there was, you know, plenty of condolences sent.
Yep.
So, can't even get it out.
But
still trying to play catch up, man.
Yeah.
Sleep.
She did live a good life.
She did. She had a great life.
Great long life. That's a great thing. So,
much into her church. So, there's no doubt about it. You know, we know where she went. When she drew her last breath here on earth, she.
Better place.
She met my grandfather on a bench just outside the pearly gates, and off they went.
I hear you.
We no doubts. So, yeah, we're getting through it. We kind of knew it was coming, or we didn't know it was coming. So we've been trying to brace and prepare as much as we could. And even though you know it's coming and you think you're as prepared as you can be, you're still never.
Oh, yeah.
Prepared as you would want to be.
It doesn't matter if they're 8 or 88. It's still just as bad. We're, you know, family members are family members. So, but, like I said, our condolences, but we understand, and I'm glad you're back. So, to try to play catch up this week.
Yeah, today's, well, I got here late this morning on the way to work. Some part on the truck just decided to give out 30 minutes away.
Well, at least lip.
So that was kind of interesting.
Let me say something though. I told Steve this morning that it's actually a good thing that it was 30 minutes out, because if you'd been on 75 making whatever, and you wouldn't have had nobody to call or do or.
Yep, it could have been much worse for sure.
So, well, anyway,
we made it in. We was a little late, but we made it in and been playing catch up all day.
Yep, and I was doing FFA with Steve this morning.
Yeah, y'all was teaching some kiddos how to
shoot a bow.
How to shoot a bow.
That's right. And had a good time. Got a little rained on.
It rained?
Yep. Had a little thunderstorm for half a second.
It never rained over here.
Yep. So just one of those flash things that came through. But that's not what we're here for. We're here to talk about this weekend, this past weekend, what was going on.
A week in review.
Yep. Sort of a review of what happened. Who was what and when is where, right?
Something like that.
Didn't have a lot going on.
No, it looked like a fairly slow weekend.
It was holiday weekend. So Team On Point had a 3D shoot down there on the Saturday, and they had about 25 shooters. I think that was a shotgun start. So
Not bad.
And you wasn't in, but Ace Archery had about 35 shooters.
No, I wasn't here for that one, but that's a pretty good turnout for
35.
On Point to be shooting up too terribly far down the road at the same time.
So they had 35 shooters, and Rocky Creek up there, they had 35 shooters. It was one of those 25-35 numbers this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I have on the list that shot this weekend.
Well, any scores to speak of? Anybody just come in and lay it down? Or
I think old Blake Reagan come over here and shot 20, 20, 22 up. So
that boy's on fire. He just continues.
He was shooting pretty good.
Continues to dominate.
Oh yeah. So
I'd imagine he took the money home.
I reckon he did. Oh, money's in my pocket. Don't tell him that, though.
I won't tell him.
All right, don't tell him.
So don't tell Blake that money's in John's pocket.
And you remember before you left, there was this giveaway thing going on.
Yeah, we got a little giveaway?
Yeah, it was episode Baker's Dozen. You have to go back and listen to it.
Mm-hmm. That's right, I remember that.
So if you are interested in a giveaway, you have to go back and listen to the other podcast.
Because we can't tell them. How to enter on this one. You got to listen to 13.
It's the point being is that,
yeah.
If you missed it, go back and listen to it.
That's right.
I mean, the guys who are listening are listening to every podcast.
That's right. They are. We can tell.
I turned Billy and them turned memes. Got me laughing so hard.
Yeah, I saw that.
You seen the other one?
I know I seen one.
The ones it was Jones in.
Yeah.
You seen the one, the big head?
I don't guess not.
Oh my goodness!
I guess not.
That's another one. It's hilarious. He's been if you do a search for hashtag Georgia Archery, you can find his post in there.
All right. Well, I have to do that.
They're hilarious.
Well, I have to do that. So, what are we giving away?
I had it.
Throwed him on the spot.
It's right here. It's a survival kit from Firewater Survival.
Well, good deal.
And so I have it.
These things
right here.
Are cool, man. I know
they are.
Mr. Craig gave me the one that I've got before I went to Texas on that hunt.
Yep.
Excuse me. These things are super cool. There's no doubt about that.
Oh yeah, but I mean, it's one of those things, and you know, don't get me wrong, it's cool, it's neat, and it's one of those things you hope you don't never really have to have.
Well, yeah,
but.
If you do,
you're glad you got it.
That's right.
There's no doubt about it.
You can start a fire. You can catch a fish.
Boil
you
got some water. Rope.
You can boil some water.
Yep.
You got pretty much everything you'll need, minus a king size bed and a Snickers bar or something. Some caramel ice cream or peanut butter milkshake or something like that.
Oh yeah. So that doesn't sound like. You know, let's hope that we don't ever have to get to where we have to do the survival side, right?
Yeah. Well, I know he said in his. Is 2.0 or XL 2.3 version. He wants to put a broadhead in it.
And instructions on how to build a bow. That'd be even interesting right there.
Yeah, I don't know about all that, but it's a cool little thing that Mr. Craig's got going on, Firewater Survival. Little survival kit.
That's right. You can find him on Facebook. You can find him on Instagram.
Is he on Twitter?
I don't know if he's on Twitter. I know he's on Instagram. He's got some stop motions on Instagram that are pretty cool. Some Lego guys that are opening it up, shows everything's in. It's pretty neat. Mm-hmm. So, did you?
So we're just to kind of bring up. Team On Point had 25 shooters, and then they rolled out.
Oh yeah, they stopped by here, picked up the timer, and. Hauled wazoo.
Illinois bound.
Yep.
Yeah, that's so. There's, I guess, for in our weekend preview show.
That's
on
the Thursday show.
We'll cover that one. But that tournament will already be going by the time we catch that.
Yeah, you're right. But
so I mean, should we kind of throw a little?
Well, so will the other.
Yeah, true.
I mean, everything else. I mean, we'll cover it all. Well, there's been a post today, so everybody knows we posted today that, safe travels for. Everybody, and good luck to everybody who's going to S3DA or if they're going to US Archery Joath.
Yeah.
So S3DA, Outdoor and 3D Nationals in Illinois. Most of them are left out today or would, run up tonight, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then depending if they're shooting the Outdoor and the 3D or if they're just shooting the 3D. And then the Joath. U.S. Archery's Joad Outdoor National Tournament.
Well, that's in Raleigh.
Raleigh,
North Carolina.
So people will fly, pack up and drive out today or tomorrow.
When are you leaving?
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Yep, tomorrow morning.
Gotcha.
Yep, so
why we're doing the weekend preview on today.
We're not doing the weekend preview yet. That'll come out Thursday.
I know it'll come out Thursday.
But we're gonna record it today.
I got you.
So since you've been out of pocket and you saw the 4th of July changeover for the logo.
I liked it.
All right.
That was pretty sharp.
So did other folks. And they said, I wanted it on a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So I did some scrambling.
Made one.
So you can order one.
Right now.
Right now on the website. If you go to.
What website?
GeorgiaArchery.com.
Oh, really?
And you click on the shop link
uh-huh.
across the top. There's a t-shirt.
How about that?
There's stickers.
Like this one I got in my hand?
Yeah, you can get them up to 5 inches, too. That's a 3-inch.
That's pretty sharp, man.
So 3-inch, 5-inch.
This mine?
Yeah, that's yours.
How about that?
And you can get the regular old t-shirt, the original t-shirt that I made a zillion years ago, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
The one that says property of, and then the logo on the back, black mm-hmm. t-shirt.
I saw those.
You can get it on gray, black, some other colors. The other picture that I have posted with the Georgia flag on the back of it, you mm-hmm. know, we posted it. One. People liked it, so it's on there. And then I did the American flag archer with the blue Georgia behind it.
Pretty
on
sharp.
A shirt. So
I saw them.
There's more coming. I did put a youth shirt on there because we got some youth that want a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it up, posted it, and 4 orders within an hour.
How about that?
So, and there's a lot of people that don't know it's there. So they'll listen now.
Well, they do now.
Yeah, they listen now and say, hey, so go over to the website, www.georgiaarchery.com, and click the shop tab.
The shop link.
Yep.
In the menu bar.
It's the menu bar. It says shop. It's the last one to the right.
Yeah, that should be easy enough to find.
Yep. And then there's several things and more to be added soon.
So you got some ideas.
Oh, yeah. See, now it's
got that brain
rolling. Mm-hmm. So, but it'll be a little bit because I got to do some design work. And then we'll get them up and then you can order.
All right. Well, hey, it's after July 4th.
Yes, it is.
It's coming on, right?
Yeah, you know what that means.
So did you break out your hunting bow?
I did.
Good deal.
Got to get some strings.
You do got to get some strings.
Well, not that
you ain't
got to
get them, but you're going to get some strings.
I'm going to get some strings.
Where are you going with?
Green and blue for George Archer.
Green and blue.
Yep, for George Archer.
There you go.
Well, you know, I got a green bow. You know, I got strings with a green serving.
You got like a charcoal bow.
No. I'm talking about my tournament bow.
I got you.
I got one that's got green.
Uh-huh.
And I got one that's got blue.
Uh-huh.
So now my hunting bow.
It's going to be a combo.
Combo, green and blue.
Green and blue.
Works pretty good.
All right, then.
I thought that would be all right.
I think so, too.
I debated, and then honestly, it's, you know, don't get mad. I'm not, whatever you like is your thing. But my father's favorite color was orange.
Well, that's what I'm rocking.
I know. And I don't like it because, not that, you know, I remember my dad, but every time he found something orange, he bought 3 or 4 of. He bought if he bought a hat, he bought one for me, one for him, and one for my sister. And they were orange. If he bought a flashlight, one for me, one for her. We had all kinds of orange stuff. So
there was orange everywhere.
Orange was everywhere. And it comes from when his first car he painted, and it was Omaha orange. And he liked orange ever since.
Was he a Tennessee fan?
No, he wasn't. My father was not a ball fan, you know? So he didn't watch. My mother watched more football and baseball than I did. So.
All right, then.
But
so green and blue.
Yep, that's what
on
I'm
the
hunting
bow.
Yep,
gas.
I'm gonna gas it up.
Strings.
That's right. That's the plan. I haven't.
Can't say that I blame you there.
Got a call and get it done, and then I'll probably go ahead and bump the boat up to 60 pounds because it's only pulling 57 right now because that's the way it came out the box.
Yeah, all you did was throw the accessories on, tuned it, and
yep,
rolled out.
Went out to 100 yards to make sure it hit. I did do that.
All right, then.
And then I got it to 50, 40, 30, whatever. So, yeah, that's what I did. So, anyway, the website is up with the stuff. If there's something that you want, like, hey, I think this would be cool, you can send me an email. You can send Robbie a message. Something. If you want a shirt.
A tweeter message.
A tweeter. Yeah.
We can Instagram.
Instagram.
Facebooks.
Yep.
There's emails.
Emails. All of it's Georgia Archery.
Yep.
And GeorgiaArchery.com. You can find all that information.
Email it, GeorgiaArchery@gmail.com.
That's right.
So, all right, then. Yeah, it's after July 4th. It's time to start getting ready to
get your bow out.
Get your bows out. Make sure your sights are in, you know, still sighted in and whatnot.
If you want something
new. Strings and cables, now's the time to do it.
If you want something new.
Don't wait until your local shop is 2 and 3 weeks out because everybody waited to the last minute.
And then when we say, sir, it'll be 2 weeks, and you get mad because you're like, I only have 1 week left, and you're like, that's not my fault.
Right now, I mean, what are we, about 10 weeks out from the opening day, somewhere around in that area?
Yeah, I put a countdown somewhere. Didn't I put a countdown? I put a countdown.
I thought you did. Yeah, I can't remember.
I saw a countdown.
But I can't remember what I did yesterday.
Oh, I know what I put. I put a countdown 12 days to state championship.
ASA state championship.
Ah,
I got it.
Sure did. But hunting season is right around the corner. Also, you know, there's a lot of time to look at new bows. If you're riding an old antique and you want to put yourself in a new one,
or if you just want to put some new wheels on it,
yep, or new sights, new this, new that.
Now's the time to do it.
Find you a good archery shop, take it in, say hey. Let the doctor look it over. If he tells you that it doesn't, that you're good to go, you're good to go, and get out and shoot it.
Yes, sir.
So,
yes, sir.
Yep. That's,
I need to break mine back out. And I played with it a little bit after I came back from Texas.
You put the strings on it.
And I shot it a little bit, but yes, I'm getting an urge.
Yeah. I want to see something bleed.
I'm getting an urge.
I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. Fortunately I've kind of scratched that itch just a little bit earlier in the year.
Yeah, well, you actually had that mid-year Passover time over in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have that, so I'm tired of, you know, phone don't eat very well.
No, the phone don't eat very good. Yeah, so 10 weeks or so out, around 70-something days.
Yep.
Let's see. Find your shop. Get it tuned up. You're around the Walton County, Gwinnett, Morgan, Jasper, right here at Social Circle Ace. We'll get you taken care of. What are you thinking?
Yep.
I see a little smoke.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to get this. I got an email from another place that says, hey, mention my stuff on the show. And I was making sure that it doesn't start like tonight.
He's thinking smoke. He's reading.
It'll be covered on the next one. So Thursday, we can talk about it. That's why I pulled it. I was like, oh, let me make sure I don't miss this. Because it starts on the 14th.
Gotcha.
So.
Well, does that pretty much cover it for podcast number 14's weekend review?
Yep. Make sure
it was
you
kind of a slow week, so it's kind of a short show.
Yep. So make sure you go out and find our Facebook, find our Twitter, find our whatever, like us,
Instagram, Twitters, Facebook.
Yep. This podcast can be found on pretty much anywhere that podcast can be found.
Yep.
If you don't find it in some of your podcast stuff, send me a message that says, "Hey, I can't find it here," and we'll see what we can do to get it there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's about it. What do you think?
I've got nothing.
Oh, well, then that means it's time to go. Until next time, I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie.
We'll see ya.